Hey, Barbara, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. What you got going on?
Well, June 14th at 5:30 in Council Chambers, we will have the 2017 legislative update for HOAs.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, the session was pretty busy again this year, and we always bring in a group whenever the legislative session is over, the Texas Community Association Advocates. It's a group that advocates on behalf of property owners and homeowners associations at the legislative level, and they will come and talk to HOAs in our area about what happened in the 2017 session, what bills came out, what bills are now laws, and what they need to do to adjust their operations as such in regards to the new laws.
You know, and so now how long you been doing this?
10 years.
Okay, so I guess you have seen over those three or four sessions, there have certainly been some pretty significant changes.
Absolutely.
For a city like College Station, that's, and of course, most cities in Texas are growing, but they're growing in different ways. Our population, we can pretty well tell who our people are going to be. They're going to be college students, and that's going to make a difference. But what are some of the things that that you have seen change that have really had an impact on the way College Station can develop?
I think we're seeing a lot of the newer neighborhoods, South College Station. I think that is becoming a mix now, where it used to be mostly families. Now it's becoming families, college students, a mix of apartments, things of that nature. So I think College Station, in the way that it looks and feels all over town, is feeling different everywhere. And so I think all of our neighborhoods are kind of having to adjust to those differences.
Well, new College Station, things that are being built today, is going to be different than old College Station.
Absolutely.
Because those won't be areas where you have teardowns and you have multi situations happening. And Barbara and I were talking off the air about what does it take, because everybody wants to have neighborhood integrity. We
Absolutely.
Understand that. That's you want it to be the way that it's always been, but it won't, because progress
That's right.
will change things. But what does it take for the citizens of that city to decide that it's really important for us to maintain what our neighborhood looks like within bounds? That's what HOAs are all about,
that
right?
That is exactly what they're all about, and neighborhood associations as well. They aren't legal binding associations, but they can work together and work with developers and people who are proposing to build in their neighborhoods, and just kind of give them an idea of, you know, this is the character of the neighborhood. This is what's worked for us, respecting that they can do whatever they'd like within, you know, if it's zoned appropriately in that neighborhood, but to kind of come to some consensus on what they like to see that neighborhood look like.
Yeah.
HOAs have more control of that because it's their legally binding organizations, and their deal is if you buy in, you buy in. And what our rules say is what they say, and you have to abide by them. And it goes like that for everybody.
Now, it doesn't have to necessarily be a new neighborhood to get form an HOA, right? I mean, you could be an established neighborhood that may not have had one for some reason.
Established neighborhoods can do it. It's a little bit more difficult because the threshold is higher, meaning that you have to have almost 100% to do it. But there are some other ways that you could reestablish deed restrictions, which some neighborhoods have done. And they can kind of take an old plat and kind of go back from there and find an attorney and help them to reestablish those restrictions. That's a cost to the residents that has to come out of their pocket. But many people are considering that because it is an option.
Yeah. Well, they're getting engaged now. They're starting
Absolutely.
To understand.
Absolutely. It is.
It's a higher profile now. The changes that have happened in both cities really just in the last month has brought it to the forefront.
It is. And so, you see more people being really interested in neighborhood integrity and what can they do. So I think it's been a big civic engagement boost as well to see people really caring about, hey, what can I do to preserve the character of my neighborhood, not just for me, but for the long haul.
Sure. And again, when is the meeting going to be held?
It is going to be June 14th. We're going to start this one at 5:30 because our friends from Houston are coming up to do that. And, of course, it's basically like the regular seminar supper, so there'll be a light meal. So we'd love to have people come out and join us. One of the things that happened in the 2012 session is so many of the laws that came through kind of almost put HOAs to where they have to do a lot of municipal government stuff like open records, open meetings, records retention. And that was very difficult for a lot of associations to figure out how to do that. At the city, we know how to do that. Mm-hmm. We have people that are paid to do that, but most associations don't. And even the companies that manage them had to readjust and say, wow, okay, there's a level of transparency that these laws are asking for. So those are the types of things that you have to be ready for, a shift in your operations. And ultimately, their operations, to make the operations better, cleaner, smoother, and to bring about a lot more transparency.
Sure. Well, I mean, there may be media outlets that'll have it out there, or that y'all will push it out there. Do you know if it's going to be archived? Will you video and archive?
We will probably archive this one. I think we will. I think this is one that we will definitely try. We've done that before in the past. Yeah. That's been wildly popular. People still access the one from 2012. So we will definitely try to have that video, so it'll be archived on the city's website.
Okay, and then if they want any more information about forming an HOA or the things that happen in your office, how do they get in touch with you?
They can reach me at 764-6262, or my email is bmoore@cstx.gov. I am in City Hall, about to get new digs, about to get a new office.
Oh, yeah? Good
so,
for you.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I've been in a relatively, what we call, jokingly at City Hall, a closet.
Uh-huh, I understand. You're not the only one. There's a lot of them there.
And there's a lot of people. I'm not the only one in the closet.
Yeah,
so I will be moving to a new office. So I will still be in City Hall if someone needs to find me, especially since it's mosquito dunk time.
Oh, yeah.
So if anybody is looking for me, I am in City Hall. I will be in the old human resources office.
Super. Thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm.